tie up some loose ends. Gemara says, I'm a Yaisis, I'm a Yudam Shmuel. Tandor Sheisikai, the Prepay Arlai, the Kashin Shalkari Akaran. You have a Tandor that you heated up, the Prepay Arlai, Kashakari Akaran, which is the case we're talking about the whole week. Chodash Yutas Yashan Yutsan, which is the first price offered by Tapas. Rebbe Yomer HaPas from Teres, before we said Rebbe Yomer HaPas Asura. So here it's the other way around. Rebbe says HaPas from Teres, Chachamim Yomer HaPas Asura. That's the reverse. Before we had that Rebbe answers, and the Chachamim makes. So the Gemara says HaTanya Ikra. Before we had the names reversed, which happens to cheat this. That's the Gemara Shmuel Ikra Tani. Shmuel had a different Gersa. What you buy your Seimah? No, really, Shmuel had the same gears. The Yalmakasav Shmuel halachic Rebbe Mechaveirai, but like Mechaveirai. Normally, Rebbe holds. Normally, we don't pass like Rebbe against the Chachamim. Ubahat, or Mechaveirai, and Shmuel wanted to pass like Rebbe here. So, Sabah, he thought like this. It's not Yitzchah. What does that mean?
He switched it around.
He lied. Right?
Yeah, you
couldn't tell us. He turned around the names. So that everyone who thinks he passed by Jabbar, we're going to pass him with Chumra. And since he wanted everyone to pass him with Chumra, so he said a lie. So we learn from here that you're allowed to lie. Right? What? You're allowed to lie for a Tayyalis. So you're allowed to lie for a Tayyalis. What does it say?
And then I had a
customer. The problem should be a lot of lies in order. Alright, so there's a piece in Rav Chaim Kanievsky has in his sefer, which is really a big sagistic piece. He has a sefer, Mesechtas Kutim, an ois mamid. He has a piece about lying. It's not a mitzvah to be mefarsh in the Sami Aretz. But Chayefnievsky's side, what? Chayefnievsky Kedarki brings a list of Gemaras that are similar to this, where Amiroyim lied. And his side is that the Issa Da'iraisa to lie is only in a case where it causes another person a hezek. The Pasuk Midbar Sheker Kirchak is in the middle of the parsha of Dinei Torah. And the if to lie is only in a case where this is the right to lie, is where it causes someone else damage. And that is not more defending Tayyelis. Of course, somebody damages, there's no hez. Otherwise, it's an Issa Drabbanon to say a lie. And that is a Drabbanon, you're Eza Tayyelis. Even for a small Tayyelis, you're allowed to lie. And it gives many examples. He brings from all over Shas. But probably the most famous one is the Gemara in Elul Metzias. It says that there are three areas where Abidi Rabbanon and Nishani Dimirayu, where the Rabbanon are generally say things that are not true. And the Mesichta, the Shviza, and the Purim. Purim is the Shviza. The three things they lie. Purim means private and Yanim, that's a Pashas and Yanim Tzias. Purim is a bed. And the Sikhta means if you ask them how many Mesechtas they lie, they said they learned that they lie. Right? He's a big Lamdin, so he says he learned less lie. He doesn't say he doesn't admit that he learned more lie. Shaz the other way around. If he says he learned less, then he really learned more. So they lied Mesechta, which means if you stay by somebody who is very kind to you, you don't go around telling everybody. You tell everybody, if you collect the tzedakah in this house, it gives a lot of money.
So if you think he's not active, you shouldn't tell him
he's not
active. Maybe that's, well. But that's the key, you're not allowed to say the truth is a hezek. You're only not allowed, you know, saying a lie with the hezek is awesome. Saying the truth. But that, so that, I think you are part of the Mishani Bidirayu. And the Magen Avraham brings la halacha. That if you know a halacha is true, but you know the person is only going to listen to you, you say Rav Moshe said it. You're allowed to say Rav Moshe said it even though he didn't. Even though if you know Rav Moshe said the opposite, you shouldn't say it. But if you know it's a clear halacha, there's an example. Many people have situations where a young couple buys a home, but they can't get a mortgage, they don't have a credit rating yet. So they buy it on the father's name. There is this problem. The father takes the money, the mortgage from the bank, and he gives it to the kids. It's the Shiloh River. So I used to tell people who had this problem, there's a Pesach Mishnah. When I told the Pesach Mishnah, they thought, yeah, but there must be Mechilin, you know. And I told them, it's Ibis Lesha, so then the Lesha says it's awesome, so then they accept it. Two things that isn't Ibis Lesha, the Lesha has a truth about it. He says it's a Pesach Mishnah. It's awesome. But people, in a way, they're right. You make a Mishnah, you know, who knows? Maybe someone touches the Mishnah differently. But Rav Moshe asks, that's the bottom line. So Magen Avraham says that you're allowed to lie that way. So Gemara, wonder what happened in the Gemara. Was it Rava? Was it Rava? So there are two such Gemara. There's one Gemara where Rava said something in the name of somebody. It said, well, ask him if he ever said it. And it says Rava was embarrassed. So it seems that Rava knew he was lying. Now, it's not a hetzer for me and you all the time to start, lying about things. But in the lumdis of lying, it would seem Lamaisa, based on this, let's say somebody asks you a question, it's not complicated, you just tell them a simple answer, what we call a white lie, it doesn't affect him, or Nafkamina. So it would seem that you're allowed to say a lie. If someone asks you, where you're going, and you have a friend, somebody invited a few friends to something, you're going to tell someone else, you're going to feel bad that he wasn't invited. So it seems that you're allowed to say it. Here's a Gemara, Ksubis. Says the Gemara, Kesa Merak, Mufnei Akala, Kala Nova Chasuda. Right? The Gemara got the very nice lashon from the song. And it says, so they still says, they just say Kala Nova Chasuda. The Shama Yaimir Zalai, Kosta Vaimir Mizashekat Tirchak. But the Gemara doesn't say how they still answer, but the answer would be the same thing. The Gemara says that answer, they still said, if your friend buys something, so you Mishabeach or you're not. You got a friend who bought a house. You say, oh, a friend bought a house, you could have gotten it much cheaper, you could have gotten a better neighbor for that money. So because it's not to me on such people. If a friend bought something, you say, oh, you could have done better. So it says, of course not, of course, you mishabeah if somebody bought something. So you praise it, you make him feel good. I'm a Zashekah Tinochot, so that's for a Tayelis. If it's not magic, him for a Tayelis, it's magic. But you have Shalom, you also always allow a lie. But Shalom Bayis, you always allow a lie. Hashem lie. But here it's even not Shalom Bayis. Here it's just make him feel good. Okay, what? I think we have one Magen Avraham, it's in Denison and Kutman Vav. There's a Magen Avraham that goes to a very long Magen Avraham, there's many different halachas. Also, he brings it down. His piece in Kutim Simulana, it's a beautiful piece. What? So that's the rough place. The Magen Avraham says that you're only allowed to lie in the past, not in the future. Because the future, we don't have a different pasuk. You remember which pasuk? Hin Tzedek. It says, Hin Tzedek Ti Alcha. Literally, Hin Tzedek means an honest measurement. The Gemara says, Yei Hem Lecha Tzedek. We say, yes, I'm going to do something in the future. You shouldn't lie. If you tell someone you're going to do something, that you shouldn't lie. That's an exception, the Magen Avraham says, but it's a separate issue of lying. Tell someone you're going to do something, you have to do it. Or you have to plan to do it, it's hard to say.
According to this, it would be awesome. It's a good question how far it would be possible like that in the Kuda. I think someone has all said it. Someone has all said it. I think it's Arkha Tzadikim also, in the Shar on he makes the chiluk in Emes and Sheker between the Sheker which is damaging and the Sheker which is not damaging. Because the Yish argues with this whole thing. Because the Yish holds that even a white lie is awesome. And I remember once showing it to a palm, the palm that I'm done, the Iker was not a good language. There is no Easter in a white lie. It's a safe thing. And you have to be some chaos in it, but even if that was culture, you have to. Okay, let's get into some of the lumdis of the sugya. Type this, Mr. Agelbach.
What?
The Shmuel had some reason. The Gemara doesn't share with us the reason that Shmuel understood the path right there. No. No, there are definitely exceptions. And if Shmuel understood that this was an exception, now of course Shmuel has to understand that it was a reason that would be accepted by everybody. If Shmuel felt that it was a dispute, if this is an exception, he had no right to misrepresent.
Yeah,
but Shmuel wasn't the Yachid. Shmuel was already a later generation. And he understood the consensus was Tanas. Halacha is developed by consensus. And one generation is a Machlokes. And the next generation, or a few generations later, they become the consensus of that. Right, Tosis is Dabu Bacheris. Very long to show Tosis. Looks like a simple Tosis. But let's remember what is going on, because we learned this the other day. What's the case? You take wood, which wood is that? Wood of an Abay Dezara. You heat up an oven, you bake bread. What's the dinner of the bread? Awesome, right? Yeshua takes in the path. The bread is awesome. Now, the Dabu Bacheris. How come? This bread of Isser became combined with other breads. And now you can't tell which bread is the Asa bread and which is the Kasha bread. What's it in? It's Dabu Bacheres. Why? Why doesn't it buckle the rice? Halacha is Yavesh B'Yavesh. When one thing gets mixed with other things, you can't recognize it. It's usually buckle the rice. Remember, Nina is buckle the rice. So the reason is, because the Rambam says it's a davar shebimin. Bread is a davar chashuv. A loaf of bread is a davar chashuv, and a davar shebimin is not bakel. That's why it's not bakel. What? Also, no, all karuv is. We'll see if it's isura, but it's not called kavua. Kavua. Okay, so we'll talk about that. Okay, but we don't normally say that. Normally we say one and two is bakel right. Liquid in shishim. Well, liquid makes they need 50. Yavish biyavish only needs right. Yavish biyavish. So we'll know the other day and we'll see why. See if that's Tom Kierker. He didn't answer your question. Tom Kierker is just separate pieces. Yavish biyavish is part of the right, but here it's a davish of the minion. So it's not part of the right, so all three breads are also. Okay, now, here you have it's sort of a riddle. The Sarah Bacheres, first one bread, you have here one bread of Isser, two breads of Heter, they became combined, you can't tell which is which. All of them are off, it's the Davish of the Min. Now, Bacheres, Bacheres. Now I have these three breads, I take one of the three, and it becomes mixed into other breads of Heter. So what should be the din? Sveksaika. So Sveksaika means if it becomes mixed with other breads, so out of the Shabbini Yasinei Bittol, it's still out of Shabbini. It should still be us. But Mechaira, now in the second bunch of breads, Acheres Bacheres, there should be a Tzad Kula, because of Sveksaika. How's that Sveksaika?
You don't know if it's bad, better or not.
What do I want to do? Do I want to eat all three other breads?
No,
I want to eat all three other ones. It's not going to be sex. I want to take one of the other three and eat it. I'll say sex.
What's the sex like? Maybe this is not the one which came into the pile from the first pile. And even if it is the one which came from the other pile, maybe the one that came was itself Hetzel. Follow? I want to take one of the second pile and eat it, the Teres Vetsaika. One topic, maybe that's not the one that fell in from the first pile. The second topic, you follow what I'm saying? Huh? You have three bread.
Yeah, each X is a bread.
Okay? Yeah, here's your first pile. You have three breads, one is insert. Now I have a second plate where I have two breads of heter, and one of these fell in. I can't recognize which one it is. So why is it a sex site? If I want to eat one of these, I don't know which one. So I pick any one to eat, and I say, let's see. It's a sub. Is this the one which came from the first pile or not? If it's not, it's heter. If it's the one which came from the first pile, then it's still a topic. Because even if it came from the first pile, maybe it was the heter. That's a sex maker. That's a tzar to be maker. What's a tzar to be machmir? Shtoka shev minyan. I'm the sex maker. Well, you could just argue, what would be if the first time it had fallen in, originally had a plate with all five breads, right? They had five breads, and this one fell in. So all six would be awesome. So what's the difference if it became combined to two stacks or one stack? My nafkamina. I have six breads, one of them is Itzer. Who cares which one?
It's a much smaller
chance. Odds-wise? Statistically, are the odds, here the odds are 1 in 6. That I'm eating this. Here the odds are what?
1 in 9.
Are they 1 in 9? 1 in 9?
It's
the 1 in 6.
One
and nine.
Why?
Why? It's
1 in 3
stacks,
that's 1 pound there, and then the 1 in 9
stacks. But what happens now? I have 6 pieces of bread.
But it becomes 1 in 9.
It becomes 1 in 9. Why? Because?
Because there's a 2/3 chance that the bread is still in the first pile. There's only 1/3 chance that it comes in the second. And even from the second, if it's a third is only that you take the right one out.
So what's the explanation? Why is that? Why is that the same as this?
Why? First place is called the board.
Don't worry about it,
I'll
get to that.
Why is it not the same match?
Well,
it is, that's why it's
the first time. No, just the way you're not a good answer. That's because in your textbook of statistics, that's what it says. But you're right, because here you needed two mice in order for it to be answered. Here, to come out of the answer one, you needed two mice. You needed to pick the answer once and pick the answer a second time. That's what you're really saying. And here, we need one mice. And pick it once, right? Is that correct?
Possibility
that it's
impossible to fit the one.
What happens if it fell into here, and then I divide it into two piles? Would that change everything? I take from only one pile.
That ought to be
that's exactly the same. It doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, it would be the same thing. It would be impossible.
What's the arc of 1 and 6? It doesn't matter how many times I cut spread. I cut it. Anyway, this shaiwa is the
machlokes. Right, because
the kind of intention.
The kind of intention.
Yeah.
The first time.
You make it to the back. I have only two mice. If I cut it in here, let's say I have six. I break it in half and then I take one from here.
So
it's only yisr if when I cut it in half, the yisr was in this half. And then when I pick it, the one I'm picking is the yisr. It still needs two mice.
The reason is because in the first case, there's a possibility of no yisr in my
mind. So here also, when I break it in half, there's a possibility of no yisr in this half.
But
if you can't change the statistics by spreading it, it just can't, it logically can't be. Although, technically, it looks actually the same. Why share? If one fell to five, and I break into two bunches, or one fell to here, and then I put it here, there's a big difference. Because here, what it is, because here we're not concerned with the first pile, we're not concerned with the second pile. And in the second pile, in order for me to pick the Isser, I have to have made two mistakes. Over here, you could argue, also have to make two mistakes. I take from the wrong half. But it doesn't matter. That wrong half is already 50%. And then for the 50%, it's talking 1 in 3 of the 50%, not 1 in 3 out of the 100%. Anyway, this issue is the Machlokes for Ben HaTalmidim. Let's see Tysus.
Right? Even 1 in 9. 1 in 9.
Good option. The question is, could we look at it as a sex cycle? Do we separate it? See, the reason the odds are different here and here, because here I need two mice. Because I need two mice, and I can argue that I should call this a sex cycle. This is a sex cycle, two cycles. It's one topic if it's telling, and one topic if I pick the answer. Which is the same reason that, well, is the odds. But the point is not the odds, yeah. The point is that I can look at it as a sex cycle. Look at Tyson. The Sabbath of Acheret, every day of Tantra, I got seen on. Acheret, Acheret, and the same to Mishma, God is way, let me tell you, if I deserve it, I say you're wrong. This Tyson is, you know, it's like an innocent looking Tyson, which is a very long dish of one. Because the Rebbeinu Tam has long this here. The Rebbeinu Tam holds that Acheret, Acheret is Mata. When he says, like I seen on, like, he, Rebbeinu Tam, Shita is with Kula. That if it fell twice, it's Mata. And the Re, who's Gairus Acheret, Acheret, says on the side, I place it over Yazara. Place that brings the Re, Baruch, I think it is. And the Re, who's Gairus this, the Re holds that it's Mut, that it's Asa, when it fell into two steps. So that is a teaser to get to the longest of it. It's in Yerodea, the Sif in Yerodea, in Hilchos Vesseika. And it's a, sort of a teaser to get to the longest. What is the machlokes that it fell into one pile, and then from that into a second pile, is the mutter aser, do we apply sex beggar, do we look at it as one vehicle? In lumb, it's still hard to get to. What? Why? It's all one topic, whether it fell into which pile.
If you don't have that topic, then that's something.
So which topic is it? Did it fall into the first pile? No, it definitely fell into the first pile. The topic is, did it fall into the second pile? That's not the topic. Because the topic is the one I chose. The yes, sir.
Is it
happens to be coming in the top half, but it doesn't really matter in order. When we want someone to happen in consecutive order, they don't need the top half.
Never.
What would you say logically? Well, something is 2 seconds. 2 seconds? That's what you say logically? Yeah.
I think the difference is, in the first case, the second pile is always going to be one step
moved
from the original step. In the second case, the second half is not one step.
Let's forget the second.
Yeah.
Just talk about the first case.
Yeah, the second pile is one step moved from the original step. So you can't.
Therefore,
start in the first pile.
Is it all one topic or is it two spaces?
It's two, but the second topic is less likely than the first. That's why you have to divide it further. You have to run the third, which is the nine.
Yeah, on the other hand, likelihood shouldn't matter, because if one bread falls into Archer's bread, they're all out there. And you're telling me if it falls into three, and then one of three into another three, if there's only six altogether, it's worth it.
That was the third word. I said, I'm lying on my words in my second. That's what I said, third word.
Do you understand logically what the second?
That's the second, to be honest, you should figure out what the odds are, and actually let them know one mind, one time, one night.
Yeah, why is sex second of me?
Why
is anything? See, a normal sex like you can, you're obligated, there's no way but to separate that. Let's say a woman is a zana. The suffix she was known after marriage, before marriage. Even if after marriage, suffix, right, the suffix rough. So you have to separate it to say it. There's no way to just say it's all one big suffix. Here, you can really say, I have six breads, I don't know which it is. Or you could say, let's separate it. So which, what do we agree, which is more logical? Which is more logical? 2 seconds or
5 seconds?
You understand it's 2 seconds.
But yeah, the question is, why does less second work anyway?
That should
mean,
why should we make it? That should be the different people,
right? It's
a second. It's not a question of people, it's a question of sex.
Second.
Hey, even if in the second pile fell one into one, it should be more than 6 seconds. Now it gets more puzzling. Because it says in Shulchan Aruch, this Tosfos doesn't say clearly, but in Shulchan Aruch, when a paskin is l'chumra like the Re, it says that the Re holds this is also. But if it happens again, you have two, and one of these fall in here, if it happens three times, Bacheris, 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 then the Re is likely to be made. That's already tough. One of the answers here is one thing. Like it's different with the author. Also, another Tarulis, three Gimel Tarulis, that already everyone agrees is Mutter.
In other words, he holds at this point is somehow one topic and this is just one. Why?
Three
can be better than two. Three specs are not that interesting. But the question is what this all depends on. Does anybody ever have a clue? Kenny, you have an idea? I think this is a Peshua. I'm not in this sugya. Peshua is in Beyah, that came along in Beyah. Talk to the sugya, Akhir is Tachir. This is a type of Gimel Mas, Akhir is Tachir. Peshua learns, and to use Longish language, is a Suffolk Yisra a Vada Yisra or a Suffolk Yisra? Right? Is it a Suffolk Yisra or a Suffolk Yisra or a Vada Yisra? We spoke on that once, right? We once had Rav Shimon's side that every Suffolk Isser is a Vada Isser, really. Because once it's Osser, we had it by Suffolk Delach Mofon. Rav Shimon said, a Suffolk Delach Mofon is a Vada Isser. Okay. Here, in your first plight, you have one Isser and two heads. The one that said, it's awesome because Rav Shimon is awesome. So you could learn to what? You've learned in the first flight, it's Suffolk Yisr, but Rabban said it's Asr. Or you can learn, no, Rabban said it's Asr, so it's Vade Asr. Right? You see, every time we have Sfeikis, the whole lumdus is to make every Suffolk into a Vade, right? So Rabban said, when one bread gets combined with two more, it's Asr. Is that a Vade Yisr or a Suffolk Yisr? What would you say? So what happens? The way I always illustrate it, the way I illustrate it, somebody goes over to here, one bread mixes with two. And a guy says, you know what, I'm going to take my chances. I'm going to eat one, and when I come to Shemayim, like I may have asked him, they'll tell me if I did an Aveira or not. So what's going to happen then? He has one tray for bread and two kosher bread. And he says, you know, I'm on a lucky streak today. That bet you I'm going to take the right one. He takes one bread, he eats it. And then after he dies, he comes into Shemayim, and he can't wait to hear. Did he eat the winter one or the after one? And he goes, guess what? He ate the one that's kosher. Did he do anything wrong? Did he do an Aveira? Did he do something about an Aveira? So we're going to learn that the Peshu. The Peshu calls it Ikta Yisur, like you said. In here, it's Ikta Yisur. There's not a Yisur here. So the Maisa, this whole flight is called Yisur. Since this whole flight is not a Yisur, so the rehold of the fourth from here to Yisur, they knew. The time again. Hold over the force from here to here with the re hold is awesome. The re is going to Tacheris Bacheris is awesome. Why is it awesome? Why is that sex sacred? Because that's sex sacred. Because it's not the Yisr. Not the Yisr is all to the second place. That's Tzafik Yisr. Because it's Ikhvai Surah. Since Rabbanah made this Gezeira, so the Maestro, this flight is awesome. Because this is already a Gezeira. It's Ikhvai Surah. It's about the Yisr here. So therefore, when it's all to this place, there's no heter of the second place. Rav Tam says, no. Rav Tam says, it's mutter in the second place. Why? Because in here it's only Suffolk Yisur. Rav Tam is just Suffolk and only Suffolk. So from the second place, it became sex faker. Does it make a lot of two ways of learning?
What is the change?
If you learn the first place, I mean, that's the question. But if the mechlek is about this place, it's the place number two. It's very geschmack. If you learn that a Suffolk Yisr, a Chazal Asir, is Vaday Asir, then there is no Sfek Sfeikah. If you learn that even though they Asir, it's only Asir Matav Suffolk, then there is a Sfek Sfeikah. Then there is a Sfek Sfeikah. It all comes back to that same lundus that you really have to have in the tip of your tongue every time you have Sfeikahs. The question is, how do you deal with it? It's your Rabbanan Asir, it's Vaday. So till here, it's very, very good. The question now is from here to here. We're saying the rehold here is Ikvisu, it's Vaday Asir. So the fourth year, it's still awesome. But, he says from here and here, it will be set back. Because it's not Ikta Yisura, because there's no definite Yisur in this place. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Rhea is saying that this place is Ikta Yisura, so this is Bada, it's not a topic.
In this place, it's one topic, in this place, it's a second topic, so everything's one.
Why does it come to
one
topic
in the
first place? Yeah.
Now
when it comes to the second place,
I
want
that
to show
up. In the second place, they want this to show up, sir?
No.
Yeah, why not?
It comes to show up,
but
this
is
after
years,
you
will get funded. Next question. Next question. Is there
value
in the second place?
It shouldn't be any different.
Why?
If it's valid in the first place, then you can buy it from the second place. If it's valid in the second place, then you can buy it from the third place.
Isn't it only Vada in the first place?
That's the question. Is it only Vada in the first place, or is it Vada in the second place? You're a bit whammed in, then it's Vada in the second place. There's no Ate Asherah in the second place. There's no bread of Ati Asher in the second place. That might have been in the first place. But if you say, Lamaisa is awesome, we hold it's awesome in this place, then everything should still be answered. But the Peshua time is not Ikhle soon. There's no Chetze Shalitza there. In this place, there's Vade Chetze Shalitza. So all three are us. But in this place, there's no object of Issa. Because we don't know. It's a Sasek if there's object of Issa. Only one of the three still there. So he calls that like Ikhbay Surah. So we can call that a Safik. And then there are two more places that will be one.
So what's the third place?
Why can't you look at the third place that is called the Parish? Called the Parish. The
first place,
the second
place,
the second place, called the Parish. So we don't say called the Parish in a case where it was removed from the Kdias, the Safik. Right? We only say called the Parish, Meruva Parish. Someone else took it out of the butcher store, he knew what it was, he dropped it in the street, and I find it. That's called a parish. But if I go into the butcher store and take it out, and I don't know which butcher store I took it from, that's called a kavua. So if I took it from here, that would be kavua. If a bird came and took it from here and put it in here, you'd be right. Maybe. Because
the
audience
is called kavua. It's called kavua from the first to second, or from the second to third, it's from parish. Because you know that you took it from the first one, you don't know from the second one, you're not sure which one took it from. It's already one suffix removed.
But where did the suffix start? Did the suffix start in the Kdias, or did the suffix start after it was parish?
After it was parish.
No, because here, even in the Kdias, we didn't know.
It comes to Kdias again in the second play also, no?
What?
It comes to Kdias again in the second play also, from the Vadi Asura and that area also.
But you see, when I say Kdias and parish, I don't think Tzvei Yeshua means Kol Kavok and Asal Mester. He means Ikvai Sura, there's a Vadi Asura there. Now, the halacha, you bring the carbon asham. It's a piece of chela, gets combined with two pieces of shuma, and you eat one. You bring a carbon, even though the Rambam holds up at the Rashi Kula. Why do you have to bring an Asher? But if by Yisui, you know there was Issa there. We're not talking so much about the Hatzim of Kokobo. What?
Now,
so which one is the new Shiloh? The second player or the third? It's the new Shiloh, therefore. It's the new Shiloh in the second play, and it's also, you have to only count something. See, that's where we're going to have an argument. In the second place, it's us become something and become bad. It becomes a little tricky. Alright, if you say, well, you have to still have to finish with explanation.
Why
is it that
we have a piece of meat just not
like a shape of fashion? No, it's not it. What do you mean
different?
It wasn't mixed together, it wasn't combined.
No, so why is it there? You would say it's really just, it's not a sign of fashion, it's a sign of bad.
I don't know what you mean. I have a piece of suffix meat, and what?
I don't know what this is for suffix.
Well, it's different.
If you
read that,
suffix only
is,
there's a
value, it's
not
a value.
I don't know.
I have one piece of meat that's a value, it's a great piece of suffix. So I need to talk to the top suffix. That's suffix.
What suffix? I thought it was a it's not at the same time as when you have three pieces
of paper. It has nothing to do.
Okay. The first place, Safik is written, which makes it a valid sin. It's not just why don't we say it as a sin? Only Safik.
Right.
Once the Safik becomes an object.
In the second place, the Safik should become a valid.
It's like the first place.
The Yeshua says the Safik only becomes a valid if it's a free surah. It is definitely a free surah. You could argue that, I'm just going to say, sure, I learned in the Rih. The Rih is definitely a big Chiddush. And we possibly can hear that. Okay, next week we have to start moving a little more quickly. So, I'm running out, so please try to make a lane on the nice piece of the